Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
At the Halloween Parade.
The greatest Halloween trick of all, the fake parade in Dublin city centre last night, and all down to a fake web post. If you were there, I want to chat to you on the show today, but our reporter Jessica Woodlock was talking to people who turned up last night.
I was packed, but like it was safe though, nothing dodgy was happening, so just gone.
I finished work around 6:30 and the streets were packed. And it was so busy, and I met one of my friends here, and I was like, is the parade actually happening? She said, yeah, it's gonna start at 7, supposedly from 7 to 9, and it just never happened. Like, the streets were so busy, this entire, like, O'Connell Street was over the top with people, and it's so crazy.
And in terms of the numbers, was it hundreds, was it thousands of people?
I'd say probably thousands. Like, it was so full. I'd actually, like, it was hard enough to get to my bus stop. There was full of, the street was full of people. It was so sad. Like,
I thought it was weird because if there is a parade like that, there would be barriers and you couldn't actually see the road from Pennies, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like St. Patrick's Day parade, kind of that kind of full, you know.
So because my friends and we are all here waiting, but do you know why?
So apparently,
why they cancel?
It was just a completely fake parade, so it was never planned in the first place. And how long were you waiting for?
Like 1 hour?
Yeah, like, I'm sure like many of you, I saw the videos and the pictures online on social media last night and I just couldn't believe it. And the origins of this, that it was all really just down to a fake post that was published on a webpage. Arthur is with us on the line in Dublin today. Arthur, I believe you witnessed the crowds there last night.
Indeed, I did witness, and I knew about the post. I knew it was fake, and I was surprised that there was this amount of people at O'Connell Street at that hour.
So you weren't actually, you didn't go in to attend the parade at O'Connell
Street?
No.
I live not too far from O'Connell Street, so I was on my way after a conference to home and said, oh, I can't believe this. People actually didn't verify that this is actually not true. So the fact that there's no, the most giveaway was you are all waiting on the wrong side of the road, because if it's supposed to do the route that it says on the post, it's south, it's north-south, not south-north. So you should be waiting on the other side of the road, not next to the GPO. I did mention to people, look, guys, this is fake. And no, this is going to happen. Where is the post? Where is the official information? Where is Dublin City Council banners? Where's the Garda? And they preferred, no, we'll wait. Okay.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, when I saw the web page that it originated, that the post, you know, was first published, it did look legit.
Yeah, it's easy to make things legit on the web. That's no, the thing is that you need to find more information in terms of, for instance, one of the things I didn't mention is, like, if the parade is going to cross, they have to close the route for the Lewis red line. You can see that the Lewis is still going. The thing that was for me concerning was the Lewis driver for the green line had to use the horn, so people are behind the red line, the yellow line, as well as the bus drivers have some difficulty to drive around because they could knock some heads with their mirrors. So I say, okay, why do I care? But I took a picture, put on social media on X and say, guys, this is a prank. And I look for some website, other website will say, this is fake, so that people could see the picture and then follow the other website. And I knew there was a possibility to blow up. Yeah, that was it.
So stay with me, Arthur. Liam is on the line as well in Dublin. Liam, I believe you also witnessed the crowds gathering at O'Connell Street last night as well.
Yeah, it was absolutely mental. I was going into town on the bus, and once we got to Parnell Square East, the whole way up O'Connell Street was just thick with people.
And what was going through your mind? Had you any idea of what was happening?
When we got to the corner first, and we were wondering what was going on, because the buses were driving around the corners almost at a walking pace, and we were wondering if people were stopping the buses. And then as we kept going down O'Connell Street, myself and my girlfriend realised that it was people for the parade that had been cancelled, because we'd seen it before.
You'd seen which? The post online?
Yeah, I'd seen the website and a TikTok of it.
Yeah. I mean, give us an idea of the numbers. I've seen some photographs. I've seen mentions of about hundreds of people. I thought the crowds looked far bigger than that.
It was genuine. I took a video. It was about half a minute, and that was, I'd say, the whole of O'Connell Street from Parnell Square to the monument was thick with people just waiting. And that was only one part of the parade route. So I'd say it's easily in the thousands of people.
Yeah. Were you actually talking to people, Liam, who were there at any point?
In the actual parade, no, we weren't.
Like, I wonder, Arthur, was there a lot of disappointment among people who'd showed up and were there waiting?
I'll presume so. I didn't wait. I took the picture and went with my life. So I presume that after, I'm pretty sure that 1 hour, 1 hour and a half later, a lot of people were kind of disappointed. And yeah, probably some of the folks I talked to, they said, oh, that guy was right. So, I'm sure that there was some disappointment. Also shows that there's an opportunity for next year, maybe doing a parade, because people actually were looking for that.
Well, I was just going to say that. I mean, if there's any message to take from this, and I heard it mentioned by some politicians earlier and online last night as well, why not have a Halloween parade? Do you think there is a requirement or a need for that, Liam?
I'd say it wouldn't be a bad idea. There's clearly an appetite for it. And the festival during the weekend looked brilliant. And I don't see why they shouldn't be something on the actual night of Halloween.
Would you go, Arthur?
Definitely. I remember a few years back, there was actually even family-oriented Halloween amusement park in Smithfield Market, which could be a great ad, adding that back for the kids and having a parade for the people at in general. It could be also a great opportunity for tourism.
Well, yeah, why not? I remember years back, going to the Halloween festivities and the parade in Derry. And it's a huge celebration that they have in Derry every year. People go, they get dressed up, they have a parade. There's huge crowds that go to it. They travel from all over to it. And it's a huge success every year. So I don't know why they don't have something like this in Dublin. John is with us. John, do you think we need a Halloween parade?
I think it would be a very good idea. I mean, I was listening to the story as it unfolded there this morning, and I just couldn't help thinking what a fantastic idea that is, to have a parade at Halloween that probably could be I don't think it would ever be as big as St. Patrick's Day, but it certainly could be a fantastic attraction and tourism thing for Ireland.
Now, I will say this when I mentioned this at the start of the programme. There's already people getting in touch to say Halloween night, normally cold and wet in Dublin and Ireland, it's the worst time of the year to have a parade. Another listener makes the point, there's no way that there should be a parade on Halloween night from 6 to 8 p.m. because that is when the families and the children are out trick-or-treating. So the target audience will actually be missed. They should do it on Bank Holiday Monday instead.
Well, maybe it's a something to think about, certainly. You know, I mean, it would need organisation. And could it be done on Halloween night? It very much depends on when Halloween falls. I mean, if you think about what disruption would have to happen in the city centre yesterday in order for a parade to happen, it certainly could be disruptive. But yeah, I still think it's an excellent opportunity. I mean, Halloween is originated in Ireland with Sarah, so why not turn it into an Irish festival?
What about you, Jane? I believe you were at the parade in Cork last night. Why not have one in the capital city?
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea, Andrea. But I'll just point out that the one in Cork isn't provided to the city of Cork. It's put together by, a lot of community groups and volunteers and, you know, artists. It's something that happens every year, but it's great. It's a brilliant evening thing to go to. Almost everything is made out of sellotape and lit up, so it all shines through the night. And I think the atmosphere around the city, particularly now last night, it was very mild. Everyone was dressed up. People were just converging all over the place. And, you know, it's quite a short parade.
Yeah.
It's not down the main street of the city. It comes down from Shandon and ends in the Golkey. And just fantastic atmosphere, you know. Pubs were full. Couldn't get a drink.
Yeah.
It was almost like Patrick's Day at night.
So what time do they run it at?
Well, it starts at 7. And at one time he used to come out of the Butter Exchange building up near Shandon and come down Shandon Street and go along Pope's Quay or whatever. And they've changed the route from time to time. But I don't think they do that now anymore. Maybe there's some reason why they can't use that actual building. But it starts there still. It starts by Shanton Steeple.
Okay, so it's comes down. 7 o'clock yeah. till roughly what time?
7 o'clock. Yep, yeah, that's kickoff time.
And what time
how long does it go on for? Probably maybe a couple of hours.
All right. So the same question that listener made on by text
about
a few
children.
Moments ago about the children. I mean, the families in Cork are still able to manage trick-or-treating and then they go along to this parade.
Yeah, but I have to say now, I would say looking around, I would think there was more of a teenager's attraction, which is no harm. They never have anything. You know, there were babies in arms and there weren't too many buggies or small children getting crushed, you know, like they do on Patrick's Day. They're trying to get through crowds. It was none of that. It was mostly people, adults and teenagers dressed up to the nines in all sorts of different costumes, amazing costumes, you know, and the whole parade itself, just such a brilliant atmosphere. It's just a great thing.
Helen has got in touch just on that as well. She says, like, you know, perhaps it was a trick from the pubs or the restaurants to encourage people into the city centre. I don't know about that, but I'm sure that the pubs and restaurants in Dublin would be only delighted to hear about a Halloween parade. I don't see the point now in having it on Bank Holiday Monday. I think if it's a Halloween parade, you have it on Halloween night. Would have been my thought. Aideen MacArthur is with us. Aideen is the head of culture with Derry and Strabane Council. Aideen, I was just praising the parade in Derry from certainly my memory of it years ago. Is it still the same?
Well, our parade, as you know, we have the biggest Halloween event in Europe here in the city, and this year is no exception. So last night we had our fantastic carnival parade through the streets of the city with well over 600 participants, media from all over the world here. We've had at least 40,000 people out on the streets here last night and over the last few days at Awakening the Wall City here. So, you know, Ireland most certainly is the home of Halloween. And we are very clear that Derry is the capital of Halloween in Ireland, certainly, if not the world.
Yeah, so, well, you've been on a great show. How long is that parade running, Aideen?
Well, the Halloween event here is in its 38th year. So 38 years.
That's how long it's going. Like, and it always happens on Halloween night, doesn't it? For people listening who think this is something that needs to happen on a different evening to suit families. It's always the 31st of October.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always the 31st of October is our finale of our Halloween festival. So we always have parade on 31st of October, always at 7 o'clock, and then followed by a fireworks display right over the banks of the River Foyle. So, yeah, this is a really special place to come for Halloween. I mean, Ireland obviously is the home of Halloween for millennia, and it's no accident that the people here chose Halloween as a festival to grow and make as their own. We're delighted.
And just to explain to listeners, who goes? Because there seems to be, you know, a question over whether or not families might come to a parade in Dublin City Centre if it was happening between 6 to 8pm. But from certainly my memory, albeit I think I might have been in college at the time, like, it is families, but a lot of teenagers and college students as well.
Absolutely. We have all ages now. We are very clear. It's a very family-friendly event, but we have all ages. I mean, everybody here, everybody right across the Northwest comes to the city on Halloween night, and increasingly we have visitors from right across these islands and from right throughout the world. I mean, there were people here last night from as far away as Australia and New Zealand who had wanted to come to Halloween. I mean, we are clear that, I suppose, Derry is to Halloween what Rio is to Carnival, or Edinburgh is to New Year. It's a place that people from all around the world want to come and celebrate Halloween. There's fun for all the family here. There's fun for all sectors. I mean, and there was plenty of fun for those who wanted to stay out later last night.
The hospitality industry
had to offer.
Just on that, text here from a listener who says the Halloween parade sure would just turn into another Arthur's Day. You'd have drink, drugs, fighting, looting, fireworks, bangers, torch and buses. Can you only imagine what would go on in O'Connell Street? Arthur, you were there last night. You didn't see anything like that, did you?
Like fireworks?
Yeah, no antisocial behaviour or people been driving.
No, I didn't see that online. No, everyone was calm and just waiting, basically. Fireworks, you can listen everywhere, but none in the O'Connell Street.
And Aideen, just to be clear, this is something that you guys, as the local authority, the council, you put this on.
Well, yeah, we run it. We obviously invest heavily in it with our colleagues at Tourism Northern Ireland. But this is an event that was started here. It belongs to the people here. I mean, it was started in there's lots of debates over exactly which pub it started in, and I could comment on which is right. But it started here in at least one or two pubs as a fancy dress party, and it's grown to become the festival that it is today. Yeah. We obviously look after it. We make sure it's safe and well run, and it is very family friendly, and you know it passes off without incident, and people. People enjoy it. It's a very safe experience and really enjoyable experience. And that's why we have visitors coming from all over the world to enjoy it.
Conor O'Bohula from the Lep Scarecrow Festival in Cork is with us as well. Conor, because you give tours to try and, I suppose, you know, explain Halloween to people. Do you think we need something like this in Dublin?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Andrea. You know, Samhain and Halloween is our festival. You know, I sometimes joke with people that, you know, it's cheaper than Christmas, sexier than Valentine's Day, and more Irish than St. Patrick's Day. And it really is the festival we should put our arms around culturally, because it's, you know, we've, you know, it's a tradition going back thousands of years on this night. So it should be one of the biggest events of the year, I think, not just down here in Lep and West Cork, but right across the country. So the capital should certainly have it, I think.
Well, why do you think we've never tried to capitalise on this before, Conor?
Possibly, you know, that there was that hint that it was, you know, from a pagan tradition, maybe, and maybe, you know, rolled back 30 or 40 years ago. I think there might have been a little bit of nervousness maybe around that. But, you know, it's a fun event. We only have to look what, you know, what our diaspora in the States have done with it over there. And, you know, we should take ownership of this in modern Ireland,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, like by all accounts, it seems like there's parades happening all over the country. Listener tells me that massive celebrations in Longford town over the weekend for Halloween as well. 3,000 people attended the Fire and Shadows procession on Bank Holiday Monday. Another, Noel in Kildare tells me in Kildare town, they had their first Halloween parade on Wednesday, the 30th. We don't do St. Patrick's Parade, so it's about time that we have something to show our local groups. Like, if they can manage to do it in Longford and Kildare, surely to God they can manage to put on something in the capital city. Maureen in Donegal says the Derry Halloween Festival, it's totally brilliant. It's for all ages, and she's absolutely right to say that it's a very family friendly event. I too would recommend it. And just one more from this listener who says, wouldn't you imagine the person or the people who set up this hoax must be just bursting to tell everybody? It was a brilliant scam. It shows how blind we've become as people not to bother to check absolutely anything at all. And despite that, as already been said, it shows there is an appetite for a gathering at Halloween. We could absolutely have spent the last 20 minutes talking about misinformation, but I think it's much more fun to talk about having a Halloween parade next year. Keep them coming in to us, 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Conor, Aideen, also Arthur, John, Jane and Liam. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.